Soteriology question 2. Sanctification is said to be past, present, and future. Discuss, including the idea of, quote, union with Christ, end quote. My response. In addition to being past, present, and future, sanctification is also referred to as progressive and definite. Sanctification can simply be described as the journey in between justification, man being saved, and glorification, being made like him in heaven, 1 John 3, verse 2, and 1 Corinthians 15, verse 51, while still here on earth. Consider Romans 8, quote, "For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his Son. And these whom he predestined, he also called. And these whom he called, he also justified. And these whom he justified, he also glorified." End quote. Verse 29 through 30. Sanctification is in the past, in that when God predestined the elect to be saved, he had determined to change them before they were born. In order to do this, he planned to first justify them, secondly, walk with them through the process of sanctification, and thirdly, glorify them. Since he determined to conform believers, quote, to the image of his Son, end quote, the promise of it happening is as good as done. It's already written in the book of life, Revelation 13, verse 8. However, until death, the process is not over and requires work and discipline. Sanctification is a process that happens throughout our earthly life, but it is definite in that we are promised through God's faithful power to be rid of ourselves and more like Christ daily. God doesn't immediately rapture believers upon conversion. Instead, the Holy Spirit disciplines him, empowers him, and illuminates truth so that he may progressively be more like Jesus in order to glorify God. Proverbs 3, verse 12, and 1 Corinthians 2, verse 10. It is a process that we take part in. Glorification is the promise that sanctification will be completed. This is how we know that sanctification is also a future event. Until then, you are a justified believer must personally, quote, work out your salvation with fear and trembling, end quote, even though you must recognize that, quote, it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure, end quote, Philippians 2, verses 12 through 13. Progressive sanctification is a two-person job. Man is to work as though it's all up to him, knowing his efforts and achievements are only because God enables him to do so. This is how sanctification is present. You must, quote, discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness, end quote, 1 Timothy 4, verse 7, because, quote, the practice of godliness leads to the life of godliness, end quote. Being made more like Jesus is a two-factored process. God requires that we, quote, lay aside the old self and put on the new self, in the likeness of God, end quote, which can only be done through him, Ephesians 4, verses 22 through 32. The goal is to be more like Christ outwardly and inwardly by living out the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Quote, the growth of the fruit depends upon care and cultivation, end quote. Though it takes hard work, the believer can rest in the promises that it will be achieved. Quote, I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus, end quote. Philippians 1, verse 6. Salvation puts us in Christ. In a podcast, Ray Ortland spoke about the greatness of our promised, quote, union with Christ, end quote, and that we, quote, could not be closer, end quote, to the Father, and, quote, could not be more loved, end quote, because of his grace for us in Jesus. He stated that being in Christ means that God has removed every barrier between us and him by using Jesus' atonement. We are in his Son, never to be removed, and permanently bonded to his wonderful salvation. He is the vine, and we are the branches, and we will bear much fruit for him as we abide in him. John 15, verses 1 through 5. To be in Christ is to have the cherished promise that we will be changed, we will be carried through, and we will be helped to continually die to self for his name's sake. God expects his children to change. He commands it be so, because he provides the way and the means.